about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I believe it was last night when we were asleep, they found possible debris from the Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. It is in a remote part of the Indian Ocean, and right now we have military and crews down there looking and examining. Kind of seems kind of far off, and I'm surprised it's taken almost 14 days. But I understand oceans are pretty big. We're still kind of shocked and in disbelief that something like this could happen in this day and age, especially with there being no transponder information, no communication. Thank you, good night was the last thing we heard from the pilot, according to air traffic control, before we found out that the plane went missing. But we'll keep you guys posted as they start to investigate this area. So frightening. Can you imagine being the families of, oh my gosh, I couldn't even imagine. Then we have a woman who thinks that she has cured her daughter of her autism. Right? And we'll talk about what this chemist did and if there's any, I guess, truth to that. Then the AMA, under a lot of pressure from doctors, is giving us 5 tips or pointers on how to handle patients that are coming to us not paying their Obamacare premiums and then getting free care. Yeah, I'm really not impressed with these, but we'll discuss them nonetheless. And then it looks like the stricter you are as a parent, the more guilty you are of making your child obese, because children of strict parents become obese. This is something we've known for a long time, maybe we'll talk about some parenting. Then there's, I guess, a contact lens that's supposed to help us see in the dark. That was kind of a cool headline. And there was another, I have a lot of things to talk to you about. It's just what's like headline worthy. Some of these aren't really headline worthy. Like, for example, this is kind of exciting to me, but it's not exciting to you. Apparently, millions more Americans are eligible for cholesterol medication under new guidelines. I'm like, yay! The pharmaceuticals, yee-haw! I'm a big pharmaceutical fan. But I know you guys are like, oh gosh, she's going to make us take cholesterol medication. The only pharmaceutical I love are the statins. So whenever I see good news when it comes to the statins, I'm pretty excited. Okay? Even though I don't want people taking antibiotics when they don't need to, I don't want you on your anti-cell suppositories if you don't need to be. I don't want to pay for everybody else's birth control. But when it comes to cholesterol medication and the statins, I love them. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is kind of interesting, okay? I mean, I don't know, the extent of how they're going to research this, but apparently Harvard scientists think that they found the key to treating Alzheimer's, and it's a protein called REST, REST, that apparently they found in the brains of developing fetuses, or feti, all right? This type of protein is very, very depleted in key brain regions in people with Alzheimer's, all right? Now, this has been reported by Daily Mail. The research was published, though, in the journal Nature, and it focused on a protein previously thought to be usually just very active in developing fetuses. But how come some people get the neurodegenerative disease Alzheimer's and other people don't? I mean, you hear people in Japan, living till 110, but they don't have Alzheimer's. Why not? All right, what's going on here? And we sometimes see clusters of people not getting Alzheimer's. You're right, Obamacare is a cluster, but that's a different type of cluster. I'm talking about just a cluster in terms of a geographical grouping. So the scientists found the protein called REST, which appeared to protect neurons in healthy older people. All right, apparently Alzheimer's patients have less of this. And I'm looking right now at an MRI, and you see the atrophy of an Alzheimer's patient. You see how the brain has scarred up and having the deposits, and you see the less activity of it. But apparently the researcher suggests that a person may be able to resist the toxic effects of Alzheimer's if their rest protein levels remain high. Now, what does this mean for you and I? Well, it means whatever the hell this rest protein is, let's buy it and take it. They said if we could activate this stress resistance gene network with drugs, yay, pharmaceuticals, it might be possible to intervene. Listen, I am for alternative therapy. I love it. Just there are some pharmaceuticals that really, really rock. Remember, I'm an MD, okay? And being an MD, all right, that's what we were taught. We were taught how to prescribe, how to use our pen, how to use our minds, but the power of the pill. Pills are very, very powerful. They really are. Okay, they are. That's why you don't want to overuse them. You don't want to take them when you don't need them. Okay. In fact, those of us that really, 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 really love our pharmaceuticals actually prescribe less than the average doctor. Oh, by the way, out of the corner of my eye, there's a picture of Richard Dean Anderson MacGyver, 64 years old. Oh, he was in Malibu. Yeah, Richard Dean Anderson, I think, lives in Malibu or I don't know. But anyway, that was a quick MacGyver picture. Let's go back to this Alzheimer's. I just saw MacGyver. Oh my gosh, wasn't MacGyver sexy? He's still sexy at 64. Anyway, as dementia rates rise, researchers believe that preventative studies like this are going to be critical to finding a cure. Now, of course, the people living with dementia, they expect will double to nearly 70 million by the year 2030. Now, what else is supposed to happen in the year 2030? What's supposed to happen in the year 2030? There's going to be a chocolate shortage. I know. So if you think in 2030 you're going to be up Poop Creek because you're going to have Alzheimer's issues, imagine us not having chocolate. So according to Dr. Li Hui Sang, director of the Picower Institute for Learning and Memory at MIT, was not involved in the research, but definitely wrote a commentary. See, I'm not involved in research. Why doesn't anybody ask for my opinion? I mean, everybody else is giving their commentaries. I got some good commentary. Nobody ever wants my commentary. Anyway, this is kind of cool, guys, because if we could figure out who's more resistant, we figure out how to do that gene expression, or again, a nice pharmaceutical, juicy pharmaceutical. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Amanda Bosold here from Midas Resources. Today, March 17th, 2014, gold opened at $1,378.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,427.79, $713.89 for a half ounce, or $356.95 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,427.79, $713.89, and $356.95.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Most of our customers are absolutely phenomenally impressed with the product.
That's Tony, the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract, the 100% all-natural with no negative side effects supplement that supports a strong and healthy heart, strength and stamina, sharp memory, restful sleep, clean, clear arteries, and good circulation. And listen to this, in over 13 years of business, there has been no price increase for Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com. That's hbextract.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. Yeah, we got Don today, we got Tom during the week, and then we got Don on Thursdays, and then Don. I know, see, I love the monosyllabic men. I love the names of men with monosyllables. Well, true, my husband's name is Corey, but I don't call him Corey. I call him Core. I'm not very good with multiple syllables. I didn't even realize that until I'm telling you guys this now. My son's name Stone and Brock. Just mom. I never called her mommy. I call her mom. I think the monosyllables are very easy. Anyway, big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks, to Don working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. You know, I know a lot of Toms. Where I get confused is when some of you Toms spell your name with an H. I don't understand Thom. I understand Thomas has an, I mean, it makes sense why if you're a Thomas, then T-H-O-M is Tom. It just looks weird and funny to me. I don't get that because it looks like it's trying to be a multisyllabic name, sticking that H in it, like Tom. Okay, so, yeah. So, sorry. I love the name Tom, but if you guys have an H in it, it really screws us up. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, you know, my husband's a chiropractor, and I opened this place, my office up with a homeopath, actually, years ago, who now practices in Portland. Wish he still practiced with us, Dr. Stuart Curry. Great guy. I mean, he was an MD, family practice doc that taught us a lot. So I'm a huge fan of alternative medicine, and we got a call the other day. I guess we're talking about Alzheimer's, so I just want to play this call, and then I want to talk about what he talks about. Let's go to the answer line, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. Just a comment on, you know, you're talking about how there's an increase of Alzheimer's and everything. I think it's time for the medical profession, for doctors that rely on pharmaceuticals, to also embrace naturopath doctors. I think in this economy where we have affordable health care, which is a disaster in my eyes,
agreed,
I think we need to reach out to other alternatives. And I think that would definitely help people have a better quality of life and live longer.
You know, I wish you were live, because I'd love to ask you what you've tried. You know, I dig, really, really dig a lot of the alternative medicine, naturopathic medicines, and I'd like to review a lot of them. Being married to a chiropractor, many people thought that was a very, very odd combination, because I'm a doctor, I'm an MD, you know, I love the pharmaceuticals, especially the statins, yet I'm married to a chiropractor, and to me it just makes so much sense. I mean, alternative medicine is also called complementary medicine. Alternative medicine complements this idea that people have out there, and again, thank you for calling. I wish I could talk to you and say hi. You know, the idea that it has to be all or nothing, or you only have to choose this remedy, is so wrong. And luckily, my going to medical school in the 90s, they taught us to be open-minded, and they taught us to realize that if you just mandate a patient does one thing and that doesn't work, you're going to lose the patient. And not so much lose the patient money-wise, but you're going to lose the patient to follow up. You could lose the patient in terms of them dying. I mean, you got to give options. You have to be able to have an open mind. The problem is, as we were learning this, in fact, a doctor of osteopath was one of my attendings when I was in training and residency. So it wasn't just MDs. I mean, you got a lot of input from a variety of doctors out there. And doctors of osteopathic medicine seem to kind of be the transition between alternative medicine and MDs, because they really do appreciate a lot of the complementary forms of medicine out there. They learn how to manipulate and do chiropractic adjustments, osteopathic manipulation, and they have a different way of approaching patients, which I really dig. I'm very glad to be an MD, and I'm so honored I was able to go to an MD school, but if I would have gone to a DO school, I would have been just as happy and really felt at home. I really dig that kind of stuff. And so as I was starting to get very, very excited about things out there, my partner that I opened up my medical practice with my husband Corey, Dr. Curry, decided to get his homeopathic degree, become trained in acupuncture. So I got to learn a lot about this. Unfortunately, at the end of the 90s and the early 2000s was when there were a lot of lawsuit revelations, and we realized that many of us, now maybe doctors knew about it all the time, but me coming out of medical school, I didn't realize how bad it was lawsuit wise. So you would have somebody coming in, like we had one woman, her breast was completely emaciated with breast cancer. She ended up dying, but she was a new patient to us, and her homeopath had begged her to go and get some regular treatment, and she didn't want to. And finally he talked her into it, because she was having pain, and you know, the homeopath did everything right in terms of, you know, urging her, but she wanted just a homeopathy. Unfortunately, it wasn't what could cure her breast cancer. Now, do I think homeopathy can cure a variety of things? Oh, hell yeah. Oh, I've told you guys, you know, I had horrible morning sickness with my first baby. My friend Stu, who was the homeopath, said go to Trader Joe's, get some Ipecac homeopathy, which is kind of like Ipecac can make you throw up, but in homeopathic form, the diluted form seems to help. Like overnight, no more morning sickness. I'm a believer. Okay, now some people say, nah, you just stopped having morning sickness, not overnight. I mean, we are talking right away, placebo my butt, that stuff worked. But what do you do if you're in a society where you're going to get sued if you recommend something that doesn't work? Okay, like you see this woman that we talked about yesterday suing her doctor because her tubal ligation wasn't at 100% and she got pregnant anyway. I mean, we don't live in a society where we're protected. Many of us doctors would very gladly recommend going to a naturopath, homeopath, chiropractor, acupuncturist if we knew that you couldn't come back and sue us if your condition worsened. Not because the homeopath would make it worse, but because we quote-unquote withheld a pharmaceutical. The reason why we have all this overprescribing and we have this superbug issue, all right? No, it's not Obama's fault. It's the whole lack of tort reform, the litigious society's fault. I mean, you know, we talked about that Georgia girl that was ziplining and cut herself. The ER doc didn't give her antibiotics because he irrigated the wound well, sewed her up nicely. She ended up having pain, went back to the ER. They gave her pain medicines. She goes back a third time, and the doctor goes, let's give you antibiotics. By then it was too late. She had necrotizing fasciitis. Infection had spread all the way throughout her body. I believe she went into septic shock, had to have limbs amputated. Why? Because nobody gave her the antibiotics initially. Now, true, there, you know, even if she had antibiotics, she could have still probably gotten necrotizing fasciitis, but the big complaint and probably the lawsuits ensuing are going to be surrounded around why antibiotics weren't given initially. And so, and I understand doctors right now are trying to, you know, prevent superbugs, prevent antibiotic resistance, but if you don't give the antibiotic, you're going to get sued. Okay, the jury doesn't stop and go, oh, it's so nice that they were trying to make their stand against antibiotic resistance. If you got a person that is unfortunately maimed now permanently, all right, it's going to be very easy for that lawyer to convince the jury that that doctor screwed up by withholding medicine. Regular pharmaceutical medicine. So we MDs, we medical providers, nurse practitioners, PAs, have to practice protectively. All right. Now, homeopathy, we've talked about homeopathy. It was developed hundreds of years ago, and about 2% of our population actually relies on it. And we've talked about how homeopathy, even though we don't have hard science, you have tons of anecdotal evidence of people saying it helped their headaches or their diarrhea, etc. Because homeopaths, which are brilliant, they look at the person as a person. They don't just give one medicine to a whole population. They figure out who you are, find your constitution, and then they figure out how to treat you. And they introduce very small substances to try to help the body naturally turn around and then fight the disease on its own. I want to just quickly review other types, when we come back from break, other types of alternative medicine, complementary medicine, what they're known for. But don't expect, guys, doctors, especially with this crappy Obamacare healthcare system that we have now, going full feet first into homeopathy if there's going to be no protection lawsuit-wise. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. green beans, and green peas. Easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, you can download the iPhone app, Dr. Dahlia. All you have to do is look up Dr. Dahlia, and that's me. See, that's me, look high. And then, of course, Android app. Download that as well. We're on iHeartRadio. We are on GCNLive.com, obviously. Tune in. Variety of ways for you guys to listen in. So please do. One of you over the break wanted to know about hypnosis. How do I feel about hypnosis? You know, hypnosis, the idea is cool. I'm scared of somebody being, trying to hypnotize me because, you know, I think the media, TV shows and movies, unfortunately, stereotyped it inappropriately where you could be hypnotized into starting to take off your clothes in the middle of a, you know, restaurant. Not that I haven't done that consciously, but still. So, but I have had patients swear that the hypnosis helped them lose weight, stop smoking, etc. And so I think I think it's really, really cool. All right. What I do believe with hypnosis is I do believe that some people can be hypnotized. I do. I believe that. I just don't believe everybody can. And I believe people that are like non-believers that think this is stupid, you know, while they're sitting there, they're the ones that just don't do it. And then they prove to everybody going, see, it doesn't work. But I think some people that really allow themselves to get into that subconscious state, I think they can. And I think there are ways for people to, I don't want to use the word manipulate in a bad term, but in an objective term, manipulate the brain. That I know that has a negative connotation, but in order to, you know, kind of introduce ideas into the brain, I really think that can happen. And, you know, if it's for good, you know, like, in terms of dealing with pain, stopping smoking, and, you know, that's fine. But I mean, if somebody's trying to hypnotize you and, you know, try to convince you that Obamacare is good, I got a problem with that. So absolutely, hypnosis. Another one of you messaged me on magnets. You're a big fan of magnets. Magnet therapy. Okay, that's kind of cool. This is something that started to get big. I think it was the early 2000s, so about 14 years ago, where if you put a magnet during, you know, above or below an affected area, they would definitely help arthritis or pain relief, etc. Now, we don't really have any, again, scientific proof for a lot of these alternative medicines. But the idea behind it, the reason why I think it's cool, is when you kind of look at the meridians and the way your energy flows, and if you had to take as much science as I had to in school, all the chemistry and the biology and the biochemistry and the physics, magnets, I think, have a lot more influence on our world and on our well-being than we give them credit for. And I don't know really, again, physics, I got an A in physics, but I never really understood it, you know, because I didn't like it as much as biology. But the one thing I do remember is everything has electrons and protons and there's energy. And so, you know, if somebody claims that the magnet is helping them, whether it's placebo or not, I just really respect the power of the magnet. I just can't tell you that there's any scientific proof to that. You know, some people say that yoga is a form of medicine. I'll agree with that. I will agree. Yoga, even though many of us look at it as a form of exercise, it's so much more than exercise, because not only are you stretching, but you are relaxing. You're becoming one. You're not, you know, I don't know, watching TV or having a conversation with somebody. I mean, you know, one of the reasons why I never did well in yoga is because you kind of had to sit there and be quiet, and I need noisy workouts. But mind you, what's really, really cool, about 7% of the people in the United States, according to discovery.com, practice yoga. And in addition to yoga, I think there's a lot of therapeutic benefits with the meditation and the relaxed breathing. You know, there is so much we do to our bodies negatively because of stress. And during your yoga session, it actually forces you to relax. And you're doing, you know, with all sorts of exercise workouts. Remember the whole Jane Fonda stuff in the 80s? She made you relax and breathe. Why? Because we want to slow the heart rate down. We want to increase your oxygenation, increase your circulation. I mean, these are things that are extremely important for well-being. So if we're slowing your butts down and make, which again, why that's why for me it's not the ideal workout. Okay, I like being on a treadmill and just, you know, moving and huffing and puffing or whatever. But I get it. I think yoga is absolutely brilliant. And a lot more men are doing yoga, and not to pick up the babes. I think they are realizing that it's easy on the joints, it's easy on the back, and it is a type of activity that you could do long term. You know, I'm looking at this now, discovery.com, there's something called guided imagery. Visualization is another term for it. It's a practice that I guess right now is gaining ground for cancer patients, stroke victims, etc., people with anxiety and stress. It's where you focus on a specific image or concept to improve the connection between the mind and the body. All right? And they say that they have seen this help stroke patients relearn basic actions. It's also being used for post-traumatic stress disorder. And so they think visualization techniques can make the cancer treatment process easier for patients and also help them psychologically. All right. Let me see what else. Massage. I'm a huge fan of massage. All right. I don't like getting massaged because I have a lot of trigger points and they hurt. I got all these like fibromyalgia trigger points. So when somebody gives me a massage, I'm like, ow, 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 stop it, ow, ow, stop it, ow. You know, and so I do that. So I'm really not relaxing at all. But massage, why is massage so therapeutic? It's increasing blood flow. It's increasing circulation. In fact, there was a study from the University of Miami showing you had improved immune function in HIV patients after massage therapy. We also know that certain types of massage can also help cancer patients with some of their pain, headaches. Cervicogenic headaches. So massage, absolutely. Now, you know, for some of you, you know, going to a masseuse is kind of expensive. So I know with Obamacare, they're going to have to probably start to, you know, homeopathy can be pretty expensive. So they are going to need to, you know, start lowering their cost, of course. But it's phenomenal. I'm a huge fan. And then, of course, we talked about meditation. 10% of the U.S. population has tried meditation. A lot of you guys, right before your CDL physicals to get your commercial driver's license, you do some sort of meditation in your truck or car just so you can make sure you get your blood pressure down. It works. Meditation works. But the thing is you have to focus on slow, even breathing. You got to keep your mind clear of distraction. If you're sitting there going, okay, I need to meditate because of my blood pressure. No, that's not going to work. Okay. You need to, visualize something, focus on something, but something really relaxing. I think meditation is great for depression, insomnia, anxiety, a variety of things. You know, one of my shows, we talked about the power of prayer. There was a scientific study showing how prayer boosted immune system. Most of the other studies are more anecdotal, however, but prayer, why not? Why? Maybe it's because of the spiritual meditation. But I'm a huge fan. I told you I had a patient who broke a rib. She was in a lot of pain. She broke a rib on Friday. Fractured it pretty good. She goes to church. You know, I gave her pain medicines, etc. She goes to church on Sunday, and they did some sort of a healing prayer on her. And Monday, she's jumping in, running around my office. She goes, take an x-ray again. I go, but we know it's broken. The x-ray's only 3 days old. She goes, I feel so good. I need to show my church what they did. X-ray still had the jagged break of the rib fracture. She's in no pain, not taking the medication. So I believe it. I believe it. Of course, chiropractic. I'm a huge fan of chiropractic and spinal manipulation. Helping the back, helping headaches, asthma even. Huge fan. And then, you know, one day we'll kind of go into all the different types of acupuncture points and herbal medicine. We're going to move on because I know it's such a big subject. But that's what we're here for. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention! attention. If you'd like to improve your vision naturally, listen closely. Fact: clinical studies show you can improve night vision, sharpen focus, and reduce eye strain using natural nutrients. Fact: you won't see the results you deserve with drugstore brands because these proven vision-boosting nutrients are missing in most eye supplements. Dr. Julian Whitaker has sold 4 million bottles of his Vision Essentials formula with the clinical levels of all 17 must-have nutrients for better night vision and better visual acuity with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Don't settle for cheap supplements, uninformed doctors who say there's nothing you can do, or vitamins that only cover some of the nutrients.
It's a fact. You can enjoy improved night vision, sharpen your vision, and focus more easily with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Improve the health of your eyes today. Vision Essentials will change the way you see the world.
To get a free bottle of Vision Essentials for just the cost of shipping and processing, call 1-800-901-6779. 800-901-6779. 800-901-6779.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Self-reliance.
Survival supplies.
Survival skills.
National experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones.
Nurse Amy and members of the American Prepper Network.
Along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations.
Walk through a bomb shelter and much, much more.
2 big days. April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
Science. Hi guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Nick calling from Wisconsin. Hey Nick, how you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Awesome. Awesome. What's going on, buddy?
Do you know what can I use to replace a bone marrow that is being killed off slowly by a chemical that's being used in a chemotherapy?
Yeah. Are you being treated with chemotherapy?
My wife does.
Wife? Okay. What type of cancer does she have?
Ovarian.
ovarian. Okay. Okay. How's she doing?
Well, they cut everything out. She has no cancer in her, but they want to use chemotherapy just in case.
Of course. Okay, good, good. Well, sending prayers her way. Sending prayers her way, Nick. So here's the thing. When it comes to bone marrow, usually your bone marrow will regenerate, okay? If, however, you're low, let's say, if somebody's low on iron, if somebody's low on B12, if somebody's low on folate, then the doctor will supplement that. Now, can chemotherapy permanently destroy cells? Sometimes they can, but it's rare. Usually, as long as you have, I guess, the stromal cells that help make the extra blood cells, as long as those are fine and they don't get hurt by radiation, etc., most people will replenish their bone marrow and be fine. I mean, she may be a little weak and her blood count will drop, but it will replenish. Just her doctor's going to have to just see what she's low in. Now, let's say somebody did have a permanent loss, then they would probably get a transfusion, etc. But that's really rare. You don't have to see a lot of people with transfusions and chemotherapy, because the chemotherapy doesn't seem to affect the bone marrow as drastically as you would think.
Well, it's the third day after her first infusion, and she says that her bones hurt, and we think it's the bone marrow that's inside that's being killed off by a chemical. And I heard that some mushrooms or something can replace the, can help out with the rising white cell blood count, but is that the same thing? Is the raising white cell blood count helps with a bone marrow, or is a bone marrow is a completely different story, completely different supply?
I mean, with the bone marrow, though, that's a good question. I mean, with the bone marrow, we definitely would want to see what's going on with her red blood cells. Another thing I would also suggest is something called erythropoietin. Many of us have heard of that with the whole Lance Armstrong thing, where he was quote-unquote doping with erythropoietin. Sometimes if the erythropoietin hormone is down, that could also cause less blood cells being made. The joint pain with, or the bone pain with chemotherapy does not necessarily mean that bone marrow is getting destroyed. It's very easily, Nick, to tell. Have them just do a blood test, and they'll be able to see by the blood count. I mean, they could do a blood test, but if she's having bone pain...
How do you spell erythropoietin?
Huh?
How do you spell erythropoietin?
Oh, erythropoietin, E-R... Oh, gosh, I can't spell. E-R-Y... T-H-R, erythro, R-O-P-O-E-T-I-N, erythropoietin, and a nickname is EPO. And if the doctor doesn't know what EPO is, tell them the Lance Armstrong drug, and they'll know. That's erythropoietin, but most of the doctors know what EPO is. Have them check her EPO. I would also have them check her CPK, because maybe it's the muscles surrounding the bones that hurt and not so much the bones per se that are hurting. Of course, definitely have them check her salts to make sure that her salts are good, because sometimes potassium being off could make her ache. But it's very easy to kind of keep an eye on the blood cells by a simple blood count, and that blood count would be called a CBC.
So it's basically it's just a blood cell count that is her. I mean,
yeah,
all we can do is to raise her blood cell count. Blood cell count, there's like hundreds of different cells in the blood. White cell blood, red mm-hmm. cell, red mm-hmm. blood. Is it makes a difference which one do we raise, which kind?
No,
that's
a good question. It's a good question, and it's not, I mean, you want good amounts of all blood cells, okay? You do, red, white, etc. But there, it's not like one particular food will increase all of them. The reason why foods are found to increase blood cells, it's because it helps the environment to allow blood cell growth. So that's why I usually say fruits and vegetables, protein, etc. But here's the thing. You don't want to overdo anything yet until you see what her blood looks like. like, if this is a B12 deficiency and not a folate, well, then B12, she may have to take in more beef. She may have to take B12 shots. If this is a folate deficiency, she may need more vegetables. So she would have to get a blood test and see where she's at. I mean, you could never go wrong with fruits and vegetables, but also many oncologists will tell you what to do and what not to do, because you also don't want to interfere with any chemotherapeutic agents. I mean, I've had people go, you know what? I need to get vitamin C, so I'm going to drink grapefruit juice. You're like, stop. Don't do the grapefruit juice, because you don't know if that'll interfere. So I would just say some regular right now fruit and vegetable diet, but if she's having pain, have the doctor do a blood test.
Okay, well, thank you.
And keep me posted, okay? Keep me posted, and I'll look at the numbers for you, okay?
All right, bye-bye.
All right, take care. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, it's scary stuff. Man, my heart goes out to him, you know? And when somebody's having pain during the chemotherapy, it's so hard to watch. But, you know, sometimes we could unfortunately interfere in the wrong direction. So my recommendation is definitely increase your communication with your doctor. And there's nothing wrong with telling them what you're fearful of, because sometimes the doctor won't think about it. You know, you may say, you know, look, she's having pain. She thinks it's coming from the bones. How do we know the chemotherapy isn't wiping out her blood cells? You know, now you will feel weak. You will feel pain with chemotherapy. That's common. But you want to know what to, you know, think is par for the course and what you need to jump on and be aggressive about. And so I think it's extremely important to have conversations with the doctor going, look, how do we know? I trust you, doctor, you know, but how do we know that she is not wiping out her bone marrow? How can you reassure us? All we want is reassurance, so we don't call you in the middle of the night freaking out, okay? Because I just want to know, I want to work with you, doctor. Because, you know, I know it's hard to talk to the doctor. I get that. It's hard. They don't call you back. You only have a few minutes. But, you know, I sometimes I'm very rushed with my patients, too. But, you know, I'm telling you what seems to work with my patients as me is, look, while I'm home, what can I do? Okay? Sometimes the doctors will say nothing. They're like, well, no. What I mean is, when they're having pain like this, when do I, don't say hit the panic button, but when do I, what are the signs of something going wrong? Because I don't want to ignore it overnight, you know, or I also don't want to call you 5 times a day. What should we expect, and what happens when something goes wrong? You know, many of you guys will have surgery, and you'll have a drain, and you'll be going home with the drain, and you'll have staples, and maybe you'll have part of the wound oozing. And, you know, thank God the nurses that work with these surgeons sit down and give you all the instructions, and they type things out, etc. But it is, I mean, having had surgery and drains, etc., it's a scary feeling. So now here you are at 2 a.m, and you're like, okay, wait a second, I'm oozing. What do I do? Do I call? Do I not call? What do I do? And then you're like, well, I don't want to tick off the doctor and call him in the middle of the night. I mean, you know, make sure anytime you're about to have something done, or while you're incurring it, make sure you get your questions answered, okay? If the doctor doesn't want to answer your questions, that's not a good doctor, okay? Most doctors and staff understand that you guys have concerns. So, but definitely get that, make sure you communicate that. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com, or call 800-593-6273.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers.
That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze-drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.